It's time for the Apple Watchcast. We've got another great episode with nothing but Apple Watch tips. Always something new to learn. This and much, much more. It's all coming up next on the Apple Watchcast. This is the Apple Watchcast, episode 485 for January 26, 2025. Apple Watch tips.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast. Apple Watchcast, a podcast dedicated to the Apple Watch.
It's time for the Apple Watchcast, where we talk about any and everything Apple Watch, Apple's most personal and healthy device yet, and the number one watch in the world. I'm your host, Tom, and joining me is Chris. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Hello, Tom. Good to be here.
Yes, hello, hello. This is going to be another fun tips episode. By the way, Vincent will not be joining us. He's a busy boy. He's been his schedule has been crazy. So he missed our last show, and he's missing this one as well. But just a quick note here: we are pre-recording this from the day you actually see it released, because of our upcoming schedules, just like his, kind of get a little crazy from time to time. And we still wanted to give you a show. So there's going to be no current news here this week. So if something amazing happens with Apple before this comes out, you're not going to hear it here. Oh, yeah. Anyway, I thought we would do another great tips episode because we always learn a lot, right? Mm-hmm. No matter how, we've been doing this 10 years, right? Good grief.
Yes.
And you still, the watch is so complicated. There's so many things.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many versions of the watch and the watch faces and complications and what you can do with it and how it fits into everybody's life. It's so personal and so different for every person. It's impossible for one person, right, to go through all of it. It's just not feasible, really. Because there's a lot of stuff I'm realizing that when I listen to these tips episodes, it's a lot of stuff I don't use. I may know about it, but I kind of forgot about it, right?
Same.
Or some of it I've never heard before at all. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, I didn't even know I could do that, which is great. And if you're new to the Apple Watch, you just got an Apple Watch, you can go back and listen to some of our earlier tip episodes because you'll learn a lot about the watch from doing that. And it changes, right, over time. As new OS comes out, some tips we gave in the past no longer work.
That's right, yeah.
And then there's new ones that we keep discovering. So it's ever-changing, right?
Very exciting. I've learned something new every time you and Vincent do tips. So hopefully you can keep up that string today.
Hopefully. We'll see. And hopefully, you know, usually when Vincent's here and there's three of us, every now and then we have the same tip.
Yes. You guys stole my first one last time. I think Vincent did. I was like, oh, crap.
Yes. Now, there's only two of us, so the odds of that happening are probably a lot lower, I would think.
I hope. I think I have a set here that you're not going to copy.
Okay. And I think I've got some stuff you probably not on your list today.
All right.
That way, today. Yeah. So hopefully we got a bunch of them. So I think you got like five tips. I got like four. So we'll kind of dive in. Why don't you go first, Chris?
Sure. So my first tip is just basically more of making double tap a habit. So I really wanted to use double tap because I do change my watch face all the time. Sometimes there's a lot of complications. Sometimes there's not. And I, you know, when I didn't have complications, I found myself hitting the crown and going to the apps. I'm like, all right, I really need to make double tap a habit. So what I did for like a month is I put watch faces that had zero complications. So it made me immediately think zero complications, double tap. So it actually didn't take me a month. With like 2 weeks into it, double tap was a habit, and now I use it constantly. So that's my tip: is if you really want to be effective in using double tap, just don't make your watch a watch, and then it'll become a natural thing to do. You have your smart stack that pops up, and even at the bottom of double tap, you can tap all the way down to the bottom, and get to all your apps. So that's my tip.
Nice. Yeah, I use it a lot, but sometimes even I forget, right? Even after using it all this time. Yeah. I'm like, I set a timer or something, and I'm trying to reach for the button to turn the timer off when I can just double tap.
Double tap.
Unless you use it constantly, you kind of forget it's such a handy feature.
Yeah. Well, the thing to me though is I love double tap, but there's a couple things I would change. Like when you get to the bottom of your smart stack or double tap twice in a row, like double tap, it should go back to the watch face, right? Because it will eventually, right? After it times out, but I wish you could do more navigation with it versus just scroll. If you know what I mean, but it's a good feature.
Right. Yeah. I think it was our last episode. The thing I liked for the week was, a gesture based app.
Yeah. Right.
Which is great to see a third party start doing things with it. So maybe that'll kind of push Apple to do more with it as well.
Yeah. Right. Nice. Right. Yeah. Right.
Right. Cool. All right. I love double tap. And in fact, we did not get together on this whatsoever. I had no idea what your list is. My first one right at the top here is about double tap.
Not
quite what you mentioned. Yeah, it's not the same thing. No, it's a different use for it.
Okay.
Now, I may have mentioned this one before, but it is the idea of controlling a keynote presentation with double tap. To me, this is the ultimate in making a presentation. You've been able to control the presentation with your Apple Watch, right, to advance through the slides for quite a while. But what a lot of people may not be aware of is you can control the slides with double tap. And it is such a subtle, casual way to move through a presentation. It is awesome. And I wish I had this when I was doing more presentations, because I absolutely loved creating presentations and giving them. And I always had this remote control in my hand, right? So there are several ways what a lot of people who do presentations will, if they don't have a remote control, because a lot of people won't have access to something like that, that they can just push the button and do it. And everything I learned about presentation stuff was watching Steve Jobs. Make his presentations, and he had a remote control, and I could never figure out what the brand was or what he was doing until much, much later. Someone had written about it. I discovered he had his software engineers program one just for him.
So what
he used, no one could have.
Right. Of course. Because
it didn't really, it was custom. It was custom. But anyway, so yeah, you can get a remote control to do that. But having, a lot of people won't have access to that and their computer is across the room, right? And they'll have someone control it for them.
Right, right.
Which is horrible because...
Next slide, please.
If you have to say the word next constantly... Horrible presentation, takes you right out of it, right? It's not rehearsed. It just doesn't flow, which is why I always had to have a remote to control it myself. If someone wasn't reacting to what I'm saying like I wanted them to, next I would just click and move right on, right? Awkward silence, none of that sort of stuff. Anyway, if I had had this where I didn't even need the remote, if I could just stand up there and talk, and then double tap. Oh, amazing. Absolutely amazing. So
now it's Keynote, right?
Keynote, correct. Yeah.
Can you import PowerPoint or PDF into Keynote?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to do this. I have a big pitch that I've talked about Europe on my previous show. So I'm hitting Europe very soon. I've got a real big important pitch. I'm going to use double tap and I'm going to report back on it.
Okay. Other tip. Sorry, we're going into the rabbit hole here of tips within tips.
Tips within tips?
Yeah, tips on presentation. Practice.
Oh, I will.
Practice.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you talk about a technology like this, if it can go wrong, it probably will. So you need to be prepared. But once you connect your watch to your phone. Okay, that's the first thing. Or you can connect it directly to your laptop, your watch.
And I do control it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So once you make that connection, when you play the slideshow, and you get the little play button on your watch, just double tap and it will go.
That's awesome. I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'll report back.
Try it. Now, the other thing that I'm not sure will or will not work is whether the watch needs to be awake, the screen, in order to react to the double tap. See what I mean?
Oh, so I totally know what you mean. Yeah.
So you can't just hold it down at your side,
right?
And double tap. You kind of have to have the watch awake. So if you just make a hand gesture where your watch comes up and you, I don't know how you would do that, but practice it.
Yeah. You know, maybe I won't do it on this one because I'm going to practice, but I almost memorize my pitches anyway. And then it doesn't matter, the slides go up, but we'll see. Maybe when I'm practicing in my room or, the hotel beforehand, I'll check it out. But that is something that's kind of cool.
That is. I don't know. Most people can't stand to do it. I absolutely love giving presentations. And I used to give a presentation on giving presentations. I would teach people how to give a better presentation, right?
And maybe I need to put a conference call on your calendar, Tom.
Okay, we'll make an appointment here. All right, what else you got here?
All right, my next tip is a tip calculator. A tip for a tip calculator. If you go into the calculator app on your watch, you'll see the word tip at the top. So let's say my bill was $85.25. Hit tip, and then use a digital crown to scroll. I think it defaults to, it does. It defaults to 20%, and you can scroll up or down. For, I guess, if you didn't like the service, you can go below 20%. If you really love the service, you can go above 20%. It gives you the total, and then you can split the bill and tip between the number of people. So it really is nice. Now, I know a lot of bills today at restaurants will give you the percentage of a tip, but that's not everywhere. So if you want to calculate a tip on your watch, just use the calculator app and the word tip, or the button for tip, and the digital crown.
That, I just did it. It's just so much. Why have I not been doing this?
I use it all the time, Tom. I don't know why you're not using it.
Because I'm so used to doing it the old ways. I'll just do the math, right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right. So I could just glance at it and get it done. You know what I did automatically to open the calculator? I went to like the control center.
Yeah.
Can you add the calculator to the control center?
Good question. Edit.
Edit, yeah, because
now it looks like you can only move around or delete what's on there, right?
I guess not.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you be able to?
Huh. Wait. No. Yeah. I don't think you can. I think it's just delete or move.
Right. I mean, I can add something like walkie-talkie. But yeah. Not there. I guess because on the phone, that just is a natural thing for the calculator. Why is it not on the watch that way?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
You got to get, because in, I don't know about your watch, but my, by the way, you have list mode or you have grid?
I do the grid.
Okay. I've got a list view.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, do I have to scroll sometimes, to get to the.
Yeah. I did the other view and I just put all the apps I use most of the time at the top.
Yeah, maybe I should switch back to the grid. I haven't had the grid since the first time they introduced the other view, the list.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I never went back. So maybe I should look at
that. Oh yeah, I changed back years ago, and like I said, I just put all the main apps at the top. So when I go to the grid, they're right there.
Yeah. Well, there's a tip for you too, then.
Yeah,
you can change from list to grid mode. And in grid mode, it seems like you can get more focused.
You can, yeah.
But then with list, you can see the names of everything.
Really you can, fast. You can. But you so kind of memorize what everything looks like these days.
Yeah,
You know what they all look like.
All right. So my next one is time and daylight. I don't know if I've done this one before, but it's a the time and daylight feature tracks how much time you spend outside each day, which can impact your vision health, actually. This feature leverages the ambient light sensor in your watch. So it isn't available in Apple Watches that don't have one of those. If your watch has this feature, the time and daylight will appear in the health app on your phone, which provides an easy way to track how much time you spent outside during daylight hours during the current day, week, month, or year. It is amazing to look at this over time. If you've never looked at it the past week or month, it'll give you an idea how little or too much you've been outside. Again, to use this feature, you open the health app on your phone, navigate to browse, then to mental well-being, and then select time and daylight. And it was weird because like on a Saturday, I spent a whole day outside doing yard work and all this kind of stuff or whatever. And I hadn't done that in a while. And when I looked at this time and daylight, it was like, yeah, a little bit here, a little bit here, big spike, and a little bit here, you know. So I could tell, you know what, I have not been outside enough in these last couple of weeks. It's just, I just been too
busy. That's kind of cool. There it is. That's the one I learned. No idea that was on there.
Yep. So that's your time and daylight. And that daylight that has nothing to do with the James Bond movie. So, well, it's the living daylights. So that's what that is. Okay.
That is. It is.
All right. What else you got?
All right. So mine, it's using the map app on your watch and determining a walking radius. So open the app on your watch, and I believe this is the default view. I was trying to find if you can turn it off or not. But when you open the map, there'll be a circle around your location, and you just use a digital crown to go from your location up to, it looks like about a 60 minute. So it'll give you a 60 minute walking radius from your position. And it's just using the digital crown. So let's say you're in New York City sightseeing and you want to go from point A to point B. How far is that walk? Well, let me open up my watch app and just kind of put the outer part of the circle on the location I want to watch, and it'll tell you 11 minutes. So it's a nice little feature that I didn't really know was there, but it's starting to use it quite a bit.
Is this new? I've never seen this before.
That's what I thought. I it was there.
It is cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's got to be new.
Yeah, because I was actually in New York when I popped up the Maps app to look for some restaurants, because you know you can use the search icon. And I'm like, what the heck is this? I didn't even know this was on there, right? So it must be somewhat new, because it's kind of cool.
It is very cool. I'm looking at it right now from my house and getting an idea of all the different distances of places I, you know, run or walk.
Right.
The time.
Right. Yeah.
And the I don't know what you call it, in the center that tells you where you are, has that little directional beacon.
Right.
It is very, very accurate. I don't know if they've improved that accuracy, but it's very fluid. And perfect. Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
Love this. This is cool. See, I knew it. We'd learn something new.
All right.
You know what? What I'd love to do is just zoom all the way out. It's like, how long would it take me to walk to your house?
Yeah, I think the hour is like, you know, you're not going to walk more than an hour. Come on, you know, that's what it's saying.
That's true, but it'd be nice to know, right? But let's see. What is the longest circle here?
Yeah, it's 1 hour, right?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's, on mine, oh, it mine's, is.
Is it an hour?
Yeah, 59 minutes, and then it goes away.
Okay, that must be it. Very cool. Love it.
So it'd take me 1 hour to walk to Interstate 40 from my house.
Oh, see, mine just disappeared on me now. I got no ring. What happened? I broke it. How did I break it?
I don't know.
I played around with it too much. I tried to zoom out too far. I didn't like that.
So it's not coming back in when you zoom in?
No, no.
Okay.
Not at all.
I haven't been able. Oh, okay. Well, check it out and see if it comes back for you.
Yeah. In fact, if I let me just do this. I think, and this is exciting radio, right? When you can't see what I'm doing, I'm relaunching the app, and
okay,
and it's still not there. Okay.
Oh no.
Right. don't know what happened. But again, okay, this is a nice little tie-in because I just force quit the Maps app and relaunched it. And you may be wondering, how did you do that? Mm-hmm. How do you force quit an app these days? Well, it's kind of a very un-Apple-like way to do it, I think. It's a little confusing. And most people probably don't know how. Now, it doesn't... Because I think it doesn't really happen that often, even though it just kind of happened to me, although the map app was working. I just lost that feature. Mm-hmm. But since WatchOS is more of a mature operating system, from time to time, you do get an app that won't play nice with others, right? Mm-hmm. So a question that we get is, how do you force quit that app? Apple has changed how to force quit an app from how it used to be. And it's really not very intuitive. So you have to first be in the app you need to force quit, okay? You then press and hold the side button until the emergency info comes up, which freaks a lot of people out. But you hold the button until that comes up. Then you let go of the button, very important, release that side button, and then press and hold the crown until the watch jumps back to your apps. You have just force quit that previous opened app. Although nothing gives you an indication that that app, right? It seems like they could find a better way to do this, since you are sort of half calling emergency services when you do this, because if you continue to hold that side button too long, that's what will happen.
Right. At least it should give you some kind of haptic or something to let you know.
I wonder how many. Yeah, I wonder how many false alarms have been triggered by this, but. That's the convoluted way they now have to force quit an app.
Hello, this is 911. Oh, I was just trying to close an app on my watch.
Yeah. Can you close the app for me? I'm having an emergency with one of my apps. Mm-hmm. Can you know how to quit it? It's not ideal. And they've had this for a while, and it used to be different. They didn't have to do this. Mm-hmm. It was a different way. I don't remember what it was in the previous ones, but it had nothing to do with emergency services.
It was a digital crown before. You did something with the digital crown.
I think it was. Yeah. Just that. But that is how you do it. So
nice.
Good
nice.
Luck. Don't hold that button down too long. Mm-hmm. Whatever you do. All right. What else you got?
Mine is the Timers app. So if you open the Timers app and scroll, and sometimes you don't do this, you scroll down to the bottom. You have an edit button so you can move around or delete the custom timers that are there, or you can add a timer of a specific. So if you hit the plus sign, you can add a custom timer for a duration. So, you know, if you grill the same thing as on the grill or do something that's consistent time, you can put a custom timer in your watch app and utilize it as much as you want. Or if you build up an inventory of timers that's way too much, you can just go ahead and delete them. So it's just adding and removing custom timers on your app.
Let's see, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22,
got a lot of them,
4,
right?
26, 28, 30, 35.
There you go. Okay. That's what you have, 35
of them? Do you have that many?
No, I got, let me count. 2, 4, 6, 8,
yeah.
9. I have 9.
9. Okay. I use timers a lot more, I guess. And it builds up, I guess, to a total of 35 before it starts deleting them.
I had like 23 before I did this tip because I went and cleaned them all up.
Mm.
So I'm
I have, oh, you did. Okay.
Yeah. I had a lot more.
I have a question. Do you open the Timers app to set a timer?
No, I always use Siri.
Same here. Yeah. Do you raise your wrist and say it, or do you push the crown and say it?
raise my wrist.
Okay. I push the crown.
Okay.
And I don't know if that's a holdover from earlier days when that raising the wrist wasn't as responsive.
Yeah.
It didn't work. Didn't work half the time. I got tired of doing it.
Well, if you're in a room with a HomePod, though, the HomePod sometimes goes first and it'll override it and take it from you.
Okay.
So I will get the crown if I'm in a room with a HomePod.
Gotcha.
But I preheat my car and I'll start it on my watch app, right on the Ford app. I'll preheat the car and then I'll set a timer for like 5 minutes just so I know it's I'm 5 minutes into heating my car, right? And I can walk out and get into a nice warm car.
What a world we live in.
Isn't it amazing?
You're preheating your car remotely.
Yes. Yes.
And you know what I preheat remotely?
Your oven?
Yes.
All right. That's kind of cool.
It's connected to Wi-Fi in an app. I can preheat the oven and it will give me an alert on the watch when its preheat is done.
Nice.
Yeah. And I tested it. I don't have to be home to do it. So.
Well, I don't know if it's the world today, but I rarely wear a coat. I mean, I have a coat in my car. So if something happens, I got the right stuff, but I never wear a coat. Like it could be 5 degrees outside. I'm not wearing a coat. But I hate getting in my car and leaning back on a cold seat. So the preheater, you know, warm the seats is just the best thing in the world, man.
Right.
Comfort.
I bet you wear a coat when you go up to Canada, though.
-9 degrees, I am doing that. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Definitely going to do that. It's a strange world we live in, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
All this high-tech stuff. Oh, my goodness. Okay, my last one here, final one, vitals. So this feature is something I think it kind of, I don't know, embodies what the vision for the Apple Watch is all about, where I think they want to take it, right? With this feature, the watch can actually tell you if you're about to be sick. And I see story after story after story about people saying their watch warned them a day or two before they actually got sick. When they would go back and look at the vitals, the information, it was there. So by tracking different metrics, and what it tracks is your heart rate, respiratory rate, wrist temperature, blood oxygen, and sleep time, the watch can give you a heads up when something seems off before you would even be aware of it at all. You would feel nothing. But the watch knows it, and it works amazingly well. There's been several instances with me where I had what they call an outlier on your vitals, where one of those things I just mentioned are off of the normal, typical baseline range, right? And it will alert you to it. And in one case, it was a new medication I was on, and that's what I said, okay, well, I know what that is. I'm not getting sick. I'm actually treating something, and this medication is causing that. So I know that. The other thing I think is alcohol will trigger it, different outliers. And then another one I've seen a lot is my sleep. Mm-hmm. If I don't get enough sleep, I get an outlier. It says you did not get enough sleep.
Oh, really? Oh, nice.
Yes. Oh. You know, typical, if I don't get my 8 hours, I get below that. It will be an outlier for the day. Now that goes away, obviously, if you just, you know, sleep long enough the next night. But the other things, the wrist temperature and the blood oxygen, respiratory rate and heart rate are ones that if you get an outlier, you need to really pay attention because something's going on.
Right. Yeah.
Something is happening. Now I think you need an iPhone 6 or later, I believe, and a need to be running watchOS 11. To take advantage of the vitals. You also need to wear your watch to bed because it needs about 7 days of data to get that baseline of typical range. And what's really cool is you can set the vitals as a complication on the watch face. So you can always see at a glance if you've got an issue, right?
Where
it sits, and they got different, you know, different complications for that. One for the the watch Series 10 that I'm wearing, I've got it as one of the little circle complications in the bottom corner. And you can see kind of where it is within that circle, right? If it's within or below the range. And then on the Ultra watch, there's a really cool watch app that has it along the side, like a little slider that goes all the way around the edge of the watch. And you can see if it's, you know, within range or not. It's
really, very nice.
Kind of nice to, yeah, just glance at it. It's not like mm-hmm. something you're going to obsess over or anything, but, you know, when you get an outlier, you need to look at it and see what it is, you know.
Very nice. So,
anyway, yeah. Called Vitals. Check it out, because I do believe this is what Tim Cook thinks the Apple Watch can really truly be, is a device to help keep you well. And that's a big, big part of it. So, all right.
Very nice.
Yeah. You got one more?
I do. So my last one is how to get to the App Store, you know, customized for the Apple Watch. So if you go in the Apple Watch app on your phone, on the lower right is a icon called Discover. You tap Discover, and there's all kinds of things in there, like what's new in the current version of the OS, a little welcome, user guide, which I'm not sure if anyone's ever gone the user guide, but it's there. At the very bottom, it says Explore Watch Apps. Tap that icon, and boom, you're in the Apple Store for the watch apps. And there's a wealth of stuff in here. So if you haven't done that, this is a great way to kind of enhance the use of your Apple Watch. And there's a lot of apps. It'll take you a while to go through and check them all out. But it's a great way to, or an easy way to go find the App Store specific. So the Discover icon in the Apple Watch app.
Yeah, they folded that into that quite a while back. Do you remember they used to have their own app?
Yeah, store? I do. Yes.
Yeah. It used to be its own thing until they kind of hit it, actually, didn't they?
They did.
Stuck it in there where you really had to. So you're just going to Discover, right? Is that what it is?
Yeah, just Discover and scroll to the bottom.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, there's a wealth of things in there, by the way, under Discover. You're right. The Apple Watch user guide. You know what? If you're new to the Apple Watch, I would go through it.
See the user guide. I've never even hit it.
Yeah, it'll tell you a lot. I mean, there's the list from introducing the watch, what's new, setup, getting started, basics, personalizing your watch, safety features, Siri, all of it. It's all there.
Yeah, you hit the icon in the upper, the menu icon in the upper left, and it really takes you to all the items. Yeah, that's actually pretty encompassing, isn't it, Tom?
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Other than listening to our podcast, which you would probably go crazy if you listened to all of our tips episodes, this is a good way to get some info on the Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. So very nice. Cool. All right. Well, did you learn something new? I did.
Yeah, I certainly did.
Yeah, that's...
I learned a couple things.
Yeah, it's always fun. Always fun. All right. Well, that is all the time we have for this episode. Thank you, Chris, as always, for being here. I really do appreciate it. Thank you to everyone out there for listening. If you'd like to support our show, you can check out our Patreon page. It's at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. It's a great way to help us to continue to produce the show. So again, check it out at patreon.com/AppleWatchcast. Links to stuff we talk about can be found on the website at applewatchcast.com. You can follow us in Apple Podcasts or any other podcast service you prefer. If you have a question about the Apple Watch or about our show, send us an email at comments@applewatchcast.com. As always, thanks for listening. Stay safe. And until our next show, you're on your own time.
Remember to rate us 5 stars on Apple Podcasts.